Lisa Lampanelli Show.
And I, for one, am offended.
Howard 101. Now, Lisa Lampanelli.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to segment duh of the Lisa Lampanelli Dirty Dishes special with Judith Regan, Andy Cohen, Frank DeCaro, and Jim Colucci, and Mike Morris, who's not allowed to speak.
Hello!
Yeah, hi, Mike, shut the fuck up. Nobody likes you. You know, guys, here, let's take a few callers, because you guys are asking very interesting questions. I would like to go to Lorenzo in Texas.
Oh, we all
Lorenzo, what is your nationality, first of all, Lorenzo?
I'm a black man from America. That's who I am.
Oh, boy. You're trouble. You got that prepaid cell phone going, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I do.
Do I know the Blakes or do I know the Blakes? Now, Lorenzo. Okay. Lorenzo, do you have a question for Andrew Cohen, you say?
Yes, I do. Actually, I got two questions. Number one, I want to know, do you think that reality shows break up marriages like Danny Bonaduce, Bobby Brown, and Hulk Hogan?
The Goslins.
The last question I have is for you, Lisa. What would you do if you called Jimmy Big Ball sitting down pissing over the toilet? You would think he was gay?
Well, first, I would say the way Jimmy bangs me, I would never think he was gay. How dare you? And you're going to look very good waking up in the trunk of his Lincoln Continental. Andrew,
was the question whether you saw him pissing sitting down?
Oh, okay. I just think I didn't understand him. He's black, so I just glossed it over. Now, do you feel they break up families? I feel the dysfunctional people who already exist break up the families. What do you feel, Andrew?
That's what I think. I mean, we have a situation right now on The Real Housewives of Orange County, which I know that everyone is very well versed in.
Certainly. Every Howard 101.
Exactly.
Hanging on every word.
This couple, Tamara and Simon, are basically on Thursday's finale, they will be getting divorced. I mean,
Excellent. They're
like at the end. And I was saying, do you think the show broke you up? And she said, we were in so much trouble before we went on the show. I think, you know, when you have cameras around, it heightens situations, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you really have to be on the verge of breaking up. I don't know what happened with the Goslins. I think that was a...
That was just...
You know,
what about the Countess in New York?
Fame.
I think the Countess was already... They were doing their own...
thing anyway, yeah.
Well, yes, her husband was a count, and she used to always say how classy she was, she was quite
right.
a snatch.
And of course, if you called her anything but the Countess, you would be reminded.
Yes,
I'm the Countess.
You're not going to give a show to like a happy. What did you do? Well, we ordered in, and then we watched Here's Lucy on DVD. That's not
good point.
The couple that you're
That's
excited.
True. That's
to
good
true.
Pitch for our show there, Frank.
Thank
good pitch.
You. Yes,
Frank, I agree because you know me and Jimmy Big Balls were so happy and in love, we could not be on a show. They wanted to give us a show called Dirty Wop Love. We refused because. Quite frankly, we're happy, right, honey?
You got it.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Anyway, guys, on to a very, very difficult subject.
What?
This American Idol situation. Now, first of all, I will hate watching this show every time that self-serious twat of an Ellen is on. I am sick of her. She looks creepy, and I don't like her. And also, I think I would be the best judge. Of course, as you know, Howard Stern, they've been approaching him, supposedly. And I think I would be better than him because I am just as mean and don't want $100 million. I would suck a dick for the job. So, did you know that 82% of the people polled in Us Magazine said no when it came to Howard? Judith, would you listen to Howard on American Idol?
I love Howard.
Yep.
I love Howard. I think they should bring Paula back. I love Paula with all of her problems.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I just love her. I think she was magic on the show, and I
love think
Simon.
She...
I think it should be you, Simon, Howard, and Paula.
Well, I think Simon has to be retired because his man tits are really getting me.
I don't care. I love him.
Really?
I love him.
They're getting
yeah.
their own show. His man tits are getting their own show.
I love Simon. I love him,
well,
and I always agree with him.
Judith, in order to make my ploy for this job, I have developed a segment called American A-Hole, in which we invited some singers to come in and see what I really feel about them and for me to judge them. Our first singer, are you guys
Good.
Game to give your You're opinion on these untalented a-holes?
The poor singer.
Now, I have first Jill from New Jersey. Now, what I like about you, Jill, is that you're an older woman. You're about 53?
No, I'm 1 year older than you.
Okay, so you're 42.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Close. Frank DeCaro. So, where are you from in New Jersey?
It's like Lindenwald.
Now, you are a homemaker?
Yes.
Are you?
I don't know.
I can read people. I can read it. Now, what would you like to sing for this lovely panel?
I was thinking of this Sheryl Crow song, like, if it makes you happy, it can't be that bad.
Oh, goodness.
If it makes you happy, then why the hell are you so?
Okay, okay.
Or girls just want to have fun.
Jill. Let me tell you something right now. Frank DeCaro just burped up Jim Colucci's sperm. I will say.
And then I gonged it. Okay, I did.
I will say you sing like Susan Boyle looks. Oh. God, you know, Mike Morris, weren't you thinking, where is Kanye West to interrupt a performance when you need one? That's what I was thinking. But Jill, is your dream really to be a singer?
Not at all.
No. Oh,
I
just
wanted to meet Lisa Lampanelli.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because I'm very famous. And
are you
quite
damn
a role
right
model
you are. I
for chubby
love
bitches,
you.
If I may say, we're in the same chubby category.
We are.
What's your tit size?
Went today where Robin Quivers got her bra. Yeah. I came to New York specifically for that, and I'm a G, as Robin is.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Wow.
G. Apparently, she can't hit a G note, but her tits are size G. Well, Jill, thank you for coming in. Clap for her.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
What we call... I think she has a huge future in show business as an audience member. That's what I think.
What's the name of that store where Robin got her bra? That's
I think
I
it's the
know.
Town Shop right across the street from my house.
I thought it was, you know, the structural girder store.
Oh, they are some big titties.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a male
I like
here.
Your dance that you
We
do.
Have a guy here. Now, Pete from Long Island. How
yes.
are you? Where are you from in Long Island?
Levittown.
Levittown, terrific. Mm-hmm. You have a very great personality. Jesus Christ, is he boring? At this point, I'd rather go Christmas fishing with Scott Peterson than listen to you talk, so you might as well sing. What are you singing for us today?
I'm going to sing Walking in Memphis.
Oh, all right. That's a rocker.
The Cher song.
We like it.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
would
a
you rather
song?
Me do a Cher song?
No, that's do you believe.
Only the gays would cite the Cher version.
Yes,
there
exactly.
is a Cher version?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Why did Swam Fwam?
It's the only version that counts.
Okay, no, well, you sing the straight guy version,
I
and then
I can do Believe
the
by Cher. In the same key.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's what I want to hear.
That's what you
want you
to
You have
be
homos
afraid.
And fags and heads.
I know. I should play to my crowd.
You
yeah.
should.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Usually
straight?
It's guys
you,
like Jimmy and...
Are you straight?
Yeah.
I know.
But,
you
know.
You dress like a straight man. Okay, let's go.
I could use some help, though, if we know.
Pete yeah. from Long Island.
Am I doing Believe?
Yes.
I remember the words. What am I supposed to do? Can I sing?
So okay, really?
Wait for you. I'll do Walking to Memphis as Cher, maybe. Is
okay.
that better?
Okay. That's yeah, okay. Yeah, that's
put
that's
on
good.
My blue sweat shoes and I boarded the plane, hunched down in the land of the Delta blues in the middle of pouring rain. Is that close? I didn't
hear
that
version. That was actually
wow.
very
straight.
Wow.
Maybe get some
good.
Work?
The gays said it was good. Now sing it like a normal straight person who's not going to hell because they're an abomination.
Yeah, try that.
Oh, well, we all are.
Go ahead.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane, touched down in the land of the Delta blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket. But I'm blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking to Memphis. Just walking with my feet 10 feet off.
All right, enough out
of
you because you're good. You know what? I sold my, you know what? I told my cunt of an assistant to line up shitty singers, and she brings you in. I wanted to say about you something like, that sucks so bad, NBC wants to put you on at 10 o'clock. Okay?
I'm ready.
But I can't say nothing bad about you.
Oh.
You win absolutely nothing, but you did get to meet me. Congratulations.
And it's all I wanted to meet. Well, you and Judith Regan.
I know. Oh, I know. Don't put that.
Oh, and the rest
of
us are chopped liver.
Chopped liver. All right.
Homophobe.
You're not really
homophobe.
Let me ask you,
right,
Frank.
Yes.
Let me ask you out, Q host Frank.
Yes, sir.
Is Pete here, Long Island Pete, considered rough trade in the gay community? Is he someone that a lot of the gays would enjoy being ass fucked by?
If he does a Cher impression, definitely, because you really do yes. want to hear, can you believe in your ear while you're getting plowed?
He's a bear.
Thank you.
Yeah,
he is a bear.
Yeah, kind of a bear.
And the earrings in the left ear, right? Okay.
Yeah that's
yes.
correct.
Yes,
now,
correct.
I don't know. It's what they did at the mall.
Wow, you're classy. Along at Long Island, how much money would it take to suck a dick? We're not going
to
make you do it. I'm just
how much
curious.
Money would it
like
take
if I said
to
here's
a
record deal with Columbia Records,
Oh, I've got that already. I still have 12 more records to go before.
Get the fuck out of here.
I know.
Get out now, successful singer. No, it's all right.
Elvis.
I like you. Let's clap for Pete from Long Island. He did a very good job. I'm a little annoyed he was talented because that's not what I asked for.
I wanted to know how much money it would take.
I know, I know.
You know, he kind of skirted the issue. Yeah, microphone idiot. Come on.
You're walking outside the fucking room.
All right. Shut up, Pete. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, whatever you say, mistress. How much would it take? Well, remember the old movie, Indecent Proposal?
Yes.
Okay, they offered him $1 million to sleep with his wife.
Yes.
When anybody wants to sleep with my wife for $1 million, I'll suck your dick while you're fucking her.
Oh! That gets the dreaded slow applause break. All right, our next singer, or as I like to refer to these people as losers with a dream, here we have Sarah from Connecticut. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You have like a rocker chick Avril Lavigne wannabe look.
I'd like to think I'm not a wannabe, but I am a rocker chick. I'm
okay,
in a band.
All
so.
Right. That rock and roll horn, she did it with her fingers, much as Mike Morse is. Mike actually tries to show up by gigs. He's like 80 years old in an AC/DC t-shirt. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Dress your age, stupid. Anyway, Sarah, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No.
Sarah, what are you singing for us today?
Heartbreaker by Pat Benatar.
Oh, you're really playing to the gays. I love it.
I just
gays
noticed
love it.
You have Heartbreaker. Oh, yeah. Dreammaker.
Pat Benatar, please.
Yes,
Benatar.
I just noticed you have an infirm foot. What's going
on? Yeah, I'm
bunion surgery?
Yeah. No, just a fat kid who broke a bone a little while back and
wait,
yeah.
A fat kid stepped on your foot?
No. I was a fat kid and I just stepped on it and it broke. It. Yeah.
Okay, I don't even get that.
I don't get it either.
Because fat people,
whatsoever.
Shut up, Sarah. Fat people have very good bone density because we're used to carrying weight. I heard that from my doctor at Canyon Ranch Health Spa, where I own property. So,
but you know,
I
you were smart picking Pat Benatar because there's no dancing involved.
That's true. Absolutely
she can't
true.
Dance.
Now, are you indeed a singer in real life?
Yes.
And do you have a band?
Yes, I do.
What is that band?
We are called She Eats Planets.
That's fabulous. We will see you at the Ground Round in Hamden, Connecticut very soon.
Oh, we can't get in there.
No, but you're, I love Sarah's sense of humor, good hair, good look. And what are you singing, bitch?
Pat Benatar.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. The face made me lose my train of thought. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Your love is like a tidal wave spinning over my head, drowning me in your promises, but I left unsaid. You're the right kind of sinner to release my inner fantasy, the invincible winner.
Ow.
And you know that you were born to be. You're a heartbreaker, dream maker. You mess around with me, you're a...
Okay, enough out of you. You know,
I vote
for her.
Oh, yeah.
I'm straight.
This
oh, yeah.
does
yeah.
not work unless there are mean things I can say.
You
like,
need
I would have loved to have
there.
Said, Osama came out of his cave and wants you to stop. I would have loved to have said, as soon as you started singing, I thought Grammy, because you sound like a 75-year-old woman. But no, you're good, and I resent it. Now, we will see you in Connecticut. What's your website?
SheEatsPlanets.com.
I love you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Sarah,
right.
The clear winner.
Yay.
Oh, my God. Hold on to your panties, homos. There is a cute little Zac Efron lookalike coming in the door
oh,
with
yeah.
his lesbian flannel plaid shirt. Look at you, and your name is actually Zach.
Yeah, it is.
Zach from Connecticut. Where are you from in Connecticut?
I'm from Durham.
Durham.
It's like 20 minutes from Meriden.
Oh,
downtown.
So you're poor.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the sad part of Connecticut, right? Now, Zach, are you indeed in a boy band of some sort?
No.
What are you, Zach?
I'm a college student.
Where do you go?
UConn.
Oh, so you're stupid too. This is so good. Stupid and poor, which is what I usually go for. Now, Zach, what are you going to do? What do you study, by the way?
Oh, well, I'm a bio major right now, but I'm not doing too well, so I think I'm switching to political science.
Yeah, because they're not smart. Okay. Now, listen, what are you going to sing for us? And are you a professional singer?
I am not a professional singer.
Oh, good, good. That's better for this bit.
I'm going to sing Angel by Shaggy.
Oh, I don't even know this song.
I'm sure
is
you've
this
heard
a
it.
Is this a black that you're singing?
Yes.
I love that. Everybody who's come in here has been racist and not sung black songs. Zach, you are a true non-racist. Sing
Thank
this
you very
angel
much.
Thing for us.
All right.
Go.
I only have the chorus prepared.
That's
so,
okay, man. Right. We don't like you that much to hear them more.
Right. Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need. baby. Well, was...
well, I just want to say I let you go longer than I should have because the homos were really happy looking at you. Now, I will say my ears just puked. But you know what? Here's what I feel. You're a cute. That's a nice sound effect. No. You're very cute. You know what he sounds a little bit like? That guy, Michael Hutchins from NXS, after he put the belt around his neck. That's how I feel. But I think that was a very good effort. Andrew Cohen, thank what did you think of this, Zach?
Well, I want to know the... I want you to ask him that blowjob question you asked
guy. How much would it take? Would you suck a dick for a record
Absolutely
contract?
Absolutely
not. Oh, not even for a record contract. What'd you say? You're not good.
I'm not good.
You don't have to be good.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
You have to be good at the blowjob, not the record contract.
No.
Judith, is and Zach too young for you to date? Judith, how old are you? You're 45 or so?
Plus.
45 plus. Is he too young to date you?
Not at all.
Really?
No.
What's the youngest man you've ever plowed?
At my age?
Yes, at your age.
In their 30s.
Oh, that's not... how old are you, Zach?
18. Just turned 18.
Would this be like a sin
to
you?
I think my daughter might be more interested. She's 18.
Would you like to meet her daughter? I heard she's a whore. Total slut. Which one? The blonde-headed one with flock of seagulls hair? She's totally sucking a dick for Diet Coke. Trust me.
You think?
Oh, absolutely. Well, Zach, you were terrific to look at and awful listen to, and I love you very much.
Thank you. I love
Come
you
to
too.
See
Sweet.
Me sometime. I Thank you, Zach. Will. Clap it up for cute little Zach. Isn't he cute?
I want him to sit on the corner of my desk and in a Speedo, and I can just say, here, staple this.
That sounds like a good job.
It's good.
Now, we have our fifth contestant. This is a chick called Haley. Haley is here. She is sporting the new Roots Are In look. Yes, very good with the hair. Upstate New York, where from?
Schenectady, the electric city. The scumbag city that's less safe than New York.
Okay, yeah. Terrific. We're it's a good place to live if you're a bullet. Now, what are you going to sing, Haley, and are you indeed a professional singer?
I'd like to think so, but maybe not. Do we want theater or do we want radio, guys?
Oh, my God.
Let's pick.
Okay. Haley, what are you going to sing from the theater so we know in advance if you really suck and can't place it?
Then I will sing Cabaret.
Okay, you sure you can't sing something from Hairspray? That's my favorite.
She's a hair hopper.
Yeah,
too.
You are a hair hopper.
Oh my God, I don't know enough from Hairspray. I'm sorry, Lisa.
How about something from Rent? Because it has AIDS in it and gays like that.
But Rent is so gay in the bad way.
Oh my God. Okay, you know what? You are so uncooperative. But go ahead. Go ahead, Cabaret. It is, whatever.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book, and the broom. It's time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
Woo! Very good, Haley. I dare to say that if that song were gay, Adam Lambert would fuck it. That was so fantastic. Frank DeCaro, what do you think of this Haley?
It is, and he has, I think. Haley, I think your hairdo is called a triple process, I think is what they say. But that was quite wonderful, and I thought it was good. And you know what? Even though gay guys were a little scared of the parts down below, your girls are looking real good.
Yeah,
I gotta say,
how gay are that nice. We talked about the hair before the boobs?
I want to put my face in the boobs.
Oh my God!
Now let me ask you, Jim Colucci, on that subject: why do homosexual men love tits? Because they are obviously don't bang women. Why do they love tits?
I don't know. We love them. It's just they make clothes look curvy.
They love a good protuberance.
We love it. We just don't like that bad neighborhood downtown. We're scared of it.
It is pretty awful.
But
especially
you know those
mine.
Northern Hills, we're good with them.
I'm happy like about them. That. Andy, do you enjoy looking at boobies?
Boobies. Faceful.
Faceful.
That's
every
all
time
I could. I didn't hear the song.
She's a motorboat.
You were just thinking motorboats.
Motorboat waiting to happen. She
well,
really
I
is.
I love it. Haley,
forms here.
I'd like to say you suck, but I can't, which really pains me. You were very good. Now get the fuck out.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Lisa.
Guys,
thank you guys.
Let's vote a little. Let's clap it up for Haley.
Yay.
Let's vote. Who do you feel? Now, don't vote with your groins, gays.
Ugh.
Vote with your minds and your hearts. Who do you think is the clear winner? First, Judith Regan. Who do you like best?
The guy from Long Island.
Really? Because you'd like to bone him.
That's it.
Are you what's considered horny? No, seriously. I want to know because I'm not.
You know, sometimes.
Really?
I go through periods, yeah.
Is it from
I'm
watching?
I'm postmenopausal.
And you go through periods.
And I go through periods.
Very good. Good to pick that up,
No,
Jim.
I'm postmenopausal. That's, there are no periods. You skip biology.
I'm switching
anybody?
To poli sci.
Andy Cohen, who is the clear winner for you?
Benatar,
that was Sarah.
Yeah,
yes,
like
yes,
Benatar.
From Connecticut. Frank DeCaro, perhaps our most astute listener.
I just want Zach to sit on my desk and staple things for me. I'm voting for
Zach. You already fucking said that, and you're getting hornier.
Sit on mine.
Sit on mine. Okay,
I'm surprised it ends in death.
No, actually, if I was singer-wise, though, I like Pat Benatar.
Oh, Sarah, two votes so far.
Two votes for Sarah.
Yes. And uh-oh, Zach just walked in with a pink stapler. There is a pink stapler in the room with Zach. Okay, go ahead, Zach.
Wait, drop him on the floor.
I thought Zach was coming in because he thought of an answer to the blowjob question.
Yeah. Ooh, that was hot.
It was near the corner and everything.
That was some hot stapling.
Wow.
Zach, you're fabulous. Great to look out.
He's not a swinger. He's a swing line. That's what I like.
You and your supply references staples would be so proud.
You should have dropped some pens for him to pick up or something.
Okay. Horny Gays, Jim Colucci, who do you feel
for? You know, I have to say, stapling aside, and you know, for stage presence, now it's Zach, but otherwise, I have to vote Sarah.
You know?
Benatar, hello?
I would have had Mike Morse vote in a tiebreaker, but at this point, he's useless.
Thanks, guys.
Because Sarah from Connecticut is our winner. A big hand for Sarah from Connecticut. She gets nothing. I don't care about her. I will not plug her ever. Forget her website immediately. She was too good for this show, and I resent it. Now, what else can we talk about, kids?
Yes.
I think we should take a couple callers because there's one disturbed individual. Rick from Chicago. Rick.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing tonight?
Good, buddy. What's up? Get her done.
Hey, good. Hey, just a real quick statement here. I'm a married man for over 25 years, got three kids, driving home from work tonight, and while I'm laughing at the show, I found myself, unfortunately, blowing three truckers on the way
home. Oh, my God. Has this show actually
and
turned you
Andy,
into...
And they're named Andy, Frank, and Jim.
Wow.
Has your our show turned you into a cornhole compadre?
I can't talk, Lisa. My mouth's full.
Keep it gay. Keep it gay.
Do you want to show on Bravo?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I like?
Everybody. Great show.
Bye, buddy. Thank you. You know what I like about a guy like that? That's obviously a straight dude. You know, he's obviously cool and secure. What percentage of straight guys do you homos find are this secure with their masculinity?
Very
Frank
few.
Frank DeCaro, Jim, what
Not
do you feel?
Not enough, I think. And they need to just, you know who's the entire continent? Is Australia a continent, right?
Yes,
and
the
country,
all of
right?
Down
it's
Under.
Both.
All the Antipodeans.
Australia and New Zealand, they're all running around going, well, I don't care what you suck, it's fine with me. You know, they don't
right,
give a shit, right?
Right.
Which I think Americans need to get that way. What the hell do you care? If, you know, it's our penises don't fly up your ass, you know? It's
they
not
don't?
Like
that.
No,
oh,
they
sorry.
Don't.
You just know? Me?
They're like, it's like a...
Charles Nelson Reilly.
It's, you know, it's like a vampire. You have to invite it in. You know, it's that kind of thing. So... But they
and
know,
that is why he is a bitter queen on OutQ because of that timing. Frank DeCaro, you're fabulous. I love you. We're going to take a quick break. I think that's what the music means, if I'm not retarded, for the party. We'll be back. We're going to give out some Lampy Awards, ooh, which we all can vote in. And I have some predictions for the future of the celebrities in our lives, plus our own panel. So stay tuned. People, call up Lisa Lampanelli, 888-STERN-101. Lisa Lampanelli Show, you heard?
Call 888-STERN-101.
You guys are a good crowd.
We'll be back with more of the Lisa Lampanelli Show.
Howard 101.